Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley dramatically resigned yesterday mid-season. It's a huge deal. Here's what he had to say at the time.
I walked into it as a 21-year-old in November 1993 down at Vic Park. I said to the guys this morning that Tony Shaw took me under his wing and taught me how to go about making the most of my opportunities as a footballer.
Well, some say he did, some say he didn't. I have no opinion, but a man who will help us unpack resignation speeches themselves is Tony Wilson from the Speakola website and podcast. You're not resigning today, are you, Tony?
I'm resigning. I reckon every Melbourneian it feels like resigning at the point where you think, we're going out. How great's this going to be? And then the wind blows and stops every road being accessible. It's madness here in this state. But no, I was impressed by Nathan Buckley yesterday. I thought he spoke really well. I think people are attuned to a resignation speech. They're generous in the direction of a resignation speech, especially if it feels like someone's being dragged through the ringer as they're delivering it. Often these things are hard, and so you often get the situation where in the media you've had, in the football media especially, they like to bay for blood for a year where they say, resign, 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 and then they give the speech and everyone says how lovely it is and how sad it is. And that's pretty much what happened yesterday.
Indeed. And, well, the same thing often will happen in politics. But let's stay on sport because, of course, there was a fairly major bloodletting just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so there's one. I love this speech. And it's not quite a resignation speech because he came back and is now in line even to be captain of Australia again. But I think the reason that he has that possibility is that the way Steve Smith exited after Sandpaper Gate was such a beautiful speech that, you know, I thought that it was I think maybe we touched on it with mea culpa, but here it is. It's Steve Smith and his Sandpaper Gate resignation.
I know I'll regret this for the rest of my life. I'm absolutely gutted. I hope in time I can earn back respect and forgiveness. I've been so privileged and honoured to represent my country and captain the Australian cricket team. Cricket is the greatest game in the world. It's been my life, and I hope it can be again. I'm sorry and I'm absolutely devastated.
Ooh, Steve Smith there, choking back the tears.
Yeah, and but there was a note, I think, of genuineness about how he felt about that whole affair, and maybe the public have extended him a little bit of forgiveness as a result. On the political front, you can think of the really bad ones. You can think of the ones that don't exist. What about the fact that Donald Trump has never resigned as president of the
US? That's just a big blank page of resignation.
Yeah, it's just I think his last words were some screaming at the cameras at 2 a.m. on election night, weren't they? But you think of the more dignified exits. One of my favourites, I think I put it in the best speeches of 2019, was Theresa May. She went through a difficult phase. I mean, whatever your position on Brexit, she was fighting for it, and over I think it was 3 attempts to get it through the British Parliament and failed to get a Brexit agreement through. And so she fell on her sword outside Downing Street. And I thought did so with a lot of dignity and beautiful use of language.
Our politics may be under strain, but there is so much that is good about this country. So much to be proud of. So much to be optimistic about. I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
Theresa May, their former British Prime Minister, resigning. I'm chatting right now to Tony Wilson, as I regularly do, talking speeches, and today talking resignation speeches off the back of Nathan Buckley's dramatic resignation as Collingwood coach yesterday. Should we stay on the political theme, Tony?
Yeah, you can think of sort of the defiant ones like Richard Nixon's famous one from 1974. But the one I thought to finish with was one that, you know, is very memorable to me as an Australian watcher of politics. And that's when Tony Abbott resigned. Look, he gave a brilliant resignation speech or a brilliant retirement speech when he lost his seat. That's a beautiful short speech and quite celebratory of his career. But the one he gave where he hid for a day and didn't talk to anyone after the leadership spill and Malcolm Turnbull had won and everyone wondered what how he was going to respond, and he didn't mention Malcolm Turnbull's name in the response to losing that spill. And then he, of course, went forward and made the declaration that he'd never be a wrecker or a rumour monger. And then, of course, this is a famous speech in Australian politics.
This is not an easy day for many people in this building. Leadership changes are never easy for our country. My pledge today is to make this change as easy as I can. There'll be no wrecking, no undermining, and no sniping. I've never leaked or backgrounded against anyone, and I certainly won't start now.
Might have let that speech speak for itself there.
The next 2 years, it's just been played for a Mr. Turnbull of Wentworth, that little grab.
Tony, just finally, current EPA podcast, you've got a special guest on the Spicola podcast this week.
Yeah, she's anonymous. She's called her Andrea. She's escaped Myanmar, talks a lot about the coup. And at the feature speech is the Jomo Tun speech at the UN, the Burmese diplomat who made a very brave anti-military junta speech at the UN in February. So if you're interested in that, look it up, Spicola.
Look, you know, some say speech is a dying art form, but thank you for helping us hold it aloft every couple of weeks. Tony, take care.
Thank you.
Tony Wilson there from Spicola website and podcast.